It's 12:04. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. The political news website Roll Call is changing its rating of Iowa's 2nd Congressional District from solid Democrat to toss-up. After longtime Representative Dave Loebsack announced he's retiring, the southeast corner of the state may not stay reliably Democratic. That's according to Central College political scientist Andrew Green.
It has to be considered a toss-up district. The fact that Congressman Loebsack won re-election on the same ballot when Donald Trump won the popular vote in the 2nd District tells us about the dynamics of the district.
Green says he considers Iowa's 1st, 2nd, and 3rd districts to be up for grabs for either party in 2020. He says the outcome in the 4th District here in northwest Iowa will depend on the results of a contested primary. The CEO and general manager of the Des Moines Waterworks has died. Bill Stowe has been known throughout the state for his steadfast commitment to Iowa's water quality. Des Moines Waterworks announced last month he'd recently been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. In 2017, he took part in a forum on water quality on Iowa Public Radio.
The biggest water quality issue facing Iowa, in my view, is the denial of many in leadership positions that there is a water quality problem in this state.
Recently, Stowe was the spokesperson for the utility's controversial lawsuit against drainage districts in northwest Iowa. Bill Stowe died yesterday. He was 60 years old. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.